3, 2, 1.
Anyway, I want to talk about manifesting today. Manifesting is a sport. And I think it's an interesting way to look at manifesting. Manifesting is a sport because by the very definition of sport, there's activity and exertion. It's a whole body experience, both mental and physical, to manifest. And there's skill involved, just like in a sport. There's the power of your words, that's a skill. The play of your imagination, that's a skill. The feelings of having the experience and the consistency of your belief. Those are all skills that we develop. Some of us have more than others. Some of us need more time to evolve our skills, but they are all skills we have. And there's competition. Just like in sport, manifesting has competition. You may not think of it that way, but you're in competition with yourself. You're in competition with your junk past stories that like to show up and anything that you've allowed to get into your way mentally. You're in competition with those things. And as we work on our skills, those tend to stay away because we succeed in that competition. There's even entertainment and enjoyment in manifesting, just like in sport. Ain't it fun when it shows up? Ain't it fun when your manifestation becomes form? Of course it does. And like I've talked about before, life is serious fun. It's a serious job to do things in life. It's a serious job to manifest what we have decided we are going to have in our life. But it's also fun. It's fun when it shows up. It's fun using our imagination to visualize and embody the idea of that experience we have decided that we have required to have in our life. Now, there's all kinds of books and workshops and law of attraction gurus, and I watch it on, I see these things on TikTok and Insta and everywhere else, and all that kind of stuff's out there. And this is part of it, actually. But they're all giving you supposed secrets and clues and ways and means and rules. Sometimes they give you rules and practices, etc., to bring your manifestations from hope to dream to requirement to form. And we do that here as well. Manifesting. We need to realize that manifesting is simple, though not always easy, and I get that. So on the mother of all days, let's take note from the secrets of the downhill racer. There's a big sport. The secrets of the downhill racer. Now, what are those? What is a downhill racer? Well, that's one who risks it all in a sport of intense individuality. Like all manifestors, that's intense individuality. One whose speed, consistent skill, and confidence makes or breaks their chances of winning. That happens with downhill racers as well as manifestors. One who works their whole body to succeed. It takes a whole body experience, and I've been teaching that for years. This is a whole body experience, not just some brain thing going on. So too with downhill racers, so too with manifestors. Now, there was a scientific study, actually, on the effective downhill racer, especially skiers, but it relates to downhill racers as well as manifestors. And it says that a successful downhill racer, and thus a successful manifestor, needs these talents in this order. You ready? Here we go. 1, skill. 2, hand grip endurance. You may ask, what does that have to do with manifesting? But we'll get to that. 3, self-confidence. And 4, aerobic capacity. So we'll go in order. Skill. So first is skill. The downhill racer requires a great jump technique. And manifestors also do too, because often they have rises and falls in their journeys, as well as the downhill racers have in their journey to the end of their downhill race. The acceptance of old stories, beliefs, and new thoughts sometimes get in our way, right? I was just speaking about that just a second ago. Those are the jumps. Those are the rises. Those are the falls from the rises in our journey. Sometimes they show up, and sometimes we accept them again. So it requires the skier, or in this case, the manifester, to jump, to take a leap of faith using their skills, the skills I talked about earlier. The science says that they must maintain their speed before approaching the jump. Now, this is the downhill racer, and aim straight towards the rise in the snow, especially if you're a downhill skier, without turning on your skis. Then they extend their legs when airborne, bend the knees and drop their hips during the landing for shock absorption. So if you want to become a downhill racer, something to remember when you're hitting a jump, when you're hitting a hill. In a similar way, the manifester must maintain their speed using affirmative prayer, meditation, visualizations, and affirmative incantations when they are airborne, to keep the conscious, the subconscious, and belief systems in line, stretching their legs before bending their knees, dropping their hips to sit, center, and ground themselves. So you see how they're starting to match there between the downhill racer and the manifester. Another skill is skiers must keep their weight on the downhill ski to go faster and form tighter and faster arcs. So you're creating an arc as you go downhill. But if you keep it on the uphill ski, you're in a fear-based stance. It's a fear-based tactic, and you're going to lose control and probably fall and not reach the bottom. Now, in manifestation, we want to continually move forward and consistently lean in, which creates, similar to the downhill racer, faster, clearer paths to manifestation when we keep our focus on receiving, when we keep our focus on the end result, like the downhill racer moving forward, keeping their weight on their front ski. All, both of them, require courage and faith in their skill. Like I said, it's simple, but not always easy. It's not always easy to have a bold courage and faith in your skill of manifesting. And I get that. It's something that we all have to work on in one way or another. There are things we want to manifest that have seemed not very probable. And when we've decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm manifesting this. I require that in my life. And it may take a little work to get through the old stories, the fear, movement from the back ski to the forward ski. The next one is hand grip endurance. Now, what does that have to do with manifesting? Give me a sec, you'll see. So, first timers, whether you're skiing or biking, because this is downhill racers can be bikers too, or manifesting, I have a quote for you. And the quote says, once you start down the track, remember to relax. Smooth is fast, and it is easy to get a little anxious at the start line. Take a deep breath and focus on riding smoothly through the trail. If you have certain lines planned in your head, sometimes they don't work out. Don't panic. Make it through the section and refocus for the rest of the race. That was from Kira Makey, who was an avid cyclist. So she was riding for downhill racer cyclists. Well, manifestors do the same thing. To keep your grip, to keep your grip on and focus on the end result, what it is you are manifesting, remember to relax. Don't force it. You're manifesting through your willingness, not your willpower, your willingness. If certain thoughts in your head aren't working out, don't panic. Just refocus your perspective with more or different affirmative incantations, more or different affirmative prayers, or whatever work you do in your meditation. If you do your own guided meditation, change the wording, change the idea, change the times, flip it around, see what works best. If you're doing it through prayer and what you prayed for hasn't quite worked out in your timing, because the universe's timing is going to be different than yours, then pray again. Pray again for your timing to be equal to that of the universe's timing, that your patience is also your knowing and your confidence in the universe and the law bringing to you that which you have decided to declare and reveal in this requirement, in this manifestation. Next is self-confidence. Keep an open stance, they say in downhill racing. The best downhill skiers take a wide ski stance. It improves their lateral stability and makes it easier for them to create a higher edge angle, especially when they need that in turns and going over jumps, etc. Racing coach Ron LeMaster advises racers to keep a shoulder width stance. It's like using the power pose. Remember the power pose? We've talked about that a lot. The power pose that gives you a boost when your thought grip endurance gets tested. So it's like when you go in for an audition or an interview or something like that for a job or a part in a play or something. When you're going into a meeting that is especially important and you're not quite feeling it that day, you take a power stance for a good 20, 30 seconds. You just take a power stance, head up, chest out, like this, or maybe like this, or maybe if you're in a chair, you might sit in the chair and put your feet up on the desk. That's a power stance. That's a power pose that informs your body, I am in control here. I am the boss of me here. Just like the wide stance for the downhill skier, the downhill racer, this will lead you downhill to success. And again, don't be afraid to adjust your spiritual practice and self-talk when needed. Here's another quote. Suspension and tire pressure are not things to set and forget. Give me a second. Let me get through the quote and you'll see where I'm going as far as manifesting goes. Each will change with the type of train you're on, the course conditions, and your riding style. Spend some time playing with each. When you're out there, focus on where you want to go, not the obstacles that you're hoping to avoid. Look through corners and technical features instead of at their edges. Don't focus on what intimidates you. You'll be amazed at how much more confident you'll feel at speed, even when things get spicy. That's by Stephen Ettinger, who was the 2013 USA Cross Country National Champion and 2014 USA Short Track National Champion. Remember, sometimes what may seem to be in your way is just a learning experience to propel through, to focus forward through. Another quote, I feel riders associate going faster with pedaling more. For me, every root, rock, and dirt pile can be used as a roller. Going faster can be about adding a few pedal strokes here or there, but also about finding the places to pump and generate speed naturally. It's important to balance putting the power down with being efficient and using the terrain for speed. So says Dakota Norton, a rising star on the dual slalom and pump track circuits, with a major win at Crankworks. If you're a downhill racer, you'll know what Crankworks is all about. This is all about using those bumps in the road. We all get them. We all get them. We all get little bumps in the road when we're manifesting. It's old junk. It's just old junk that's in the back of our head going, no, you can't. Old stupid stories. Dumb teachers who said, no, you can't do that. You don't have the talent for that. No one gets anywhere with that profession, et cetera, et cetera. That's too hard. All those things, they start rolling around in your mind. Those are the times when you hit the pedal more, when you hit the spiritual practice more. It's about a focused balance of all those spiritual practices, all the spiritual practices you need. Don't just rely on prayer. Well, you can if that's super powerful for you. Get into meditation, get into some visualization, use your affirmative incantations to change your perspective, thus change your thoughts, thus change your experiences. But using a focused balance of all these spiritual practices will assist you in revealing that which you want to manifest. As Katarina Nash, four-time Olympian, said, variety is very important for me, and I believe it has given me the competitive edge that I needed at many times during my career. Mixing things up with equipment and events is a good way to work on skills that may all come together when it matters the most. It keeps my mind fresh. Use it. Use a variety of spiritual practices to manifest that which you have decided shall be revealed into your life. Next one, aerobic capacity. Like I said before, this is full body work, just like the downhill skier. It's not just mental work. This is your whole body. This is your heart's got to be in it. Your gut's got to be in it to get that inspiration. Your whole body is part of it. Sugarbush Resort Recreational Racing Director Doug Lewis advises slalom and giant slalom racers, that's skiing, to keep their heads up and focus two gates ahead. Here it is again. Focus two gates ahead. Focus on what you're going towards. In manifesting, it can be an aerobic event to focus on what you're feeding. Remember the story about the wolves? Which wolf are you feeding? Are you feeding those thoughts that have gotten in your way? And you keep saying them, keep using that in your self-talk, what other people think, those why nots and the other nonsense that goes through our head that dumb people say, sometimes well-meaning, of course, but say to us and thus slow us down? Or do you want to feed that which you have decided to manifest? Feeling the result as it is now. Feeling it. What is the feeling of that? How does it taste? How does it tactily feel? What does it smell like? What are the sounds you hear when that has manifested into your life? That's what visualization does for you. That's the power of your imagination. That is the power of your feeling. Get your heart into it. What do I feel like right now? It's an as if when that manifestation shows up. Sometimes that can feel like going to the gym, you know, but in a fun way. It can be challenging, but when we keep our head up, when we focus on the end result of our manifestation, because of the way the universe works, it has no choice but to show up. And I want to add one. Those were the four from the scientific study, but I want to add one, and it's an important one. And that is to seek wisdom. Now, like I said, there's many a law of attraction type guru all over the place. I suppose I'm one of them as well, in some way. I should say teachers, not gurus. Many books, including mine, out there that change your perspective, change your thoughts, change your life, et cetera, et cetera. But it's important to seek wisdom sometimes from a person one-on-one. Now, for the downhill racer, training smart is more than just spinning the pedals around. This is a quote from Sean McCoy, who's the managing editor and test rider and owner coach of Sierra Cycling Training and Coaching. And he's also the National Interscholastic Cycling Association coach. Man does a lot. And he says, everyone needs a Jedi master in their life. Getting a coach can help take the guesswork out of your training, and a coach will keep you in line with your goals. Training can be a lonely process, and it takes extreme discipline day in and out just to get through your training week. So have someone to keep you accountable and to bounce ideas off is huge. Also, coaches can see things in your training and racing that may not be so visible to you, and a few tweaks here and there that can make all the difference in your success. Don't go at it alone. Have you ever seen a boxer get into a ring without his coach there to help them through the battle? No. There's always a coach. There's always a trainer. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and just find a, you know, friend who's not necessarily knowledgeable in manifesting. I'm talking about a professional, a spiritual advisor. For the manifester, you know, call or write us here at the New Thought Spiritual Center or through the New Thought Guy. We can provide you with a coach, could be me for that matter, or a spiritual advisor to know, not only know the truth for you, but to assist in keeping you aligned with your vision. To even talk sometimes about what it is that is in your way. My friends, you were born to be wild, to look for adventure, to take the world in a love embrace, to fire all of your guns and race with the wind and explode into space. You are the mother of your invention, the inventor of experiences that are going to be in your life, the brainchild of your adventures, the creator of your life story. You get to decide what your vision is, what you envision for your future, what you see in the now. So this week, I want to ask you to join me in learning from the secrets of the successful downhill racer. Conceive, contemplate, visualize, anticipate, and appreciate what you have decided to manifest. You have the skills. You have the hand grip endurance. You have the aerobic capacity. And you also have available the wisdom to bring forth your manifestations, your declarations, your revelations into your life right here, right now. Thank you so much. Namaste.